The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Nightlife editor Matt Tramiel is here. Now, Matt, you interviewed a young rapper named Wiki, who I've got to assume is named after the web encyclopedia.
Yes, he did get his name from Wikipedia, his pretty much ungoogleable name. But his real name's Patrick Morales. I first heard his stuff while he was a senior in high school. He went to private day school here in Manhattan and had this really sort of interesting mix of punk and noise and UK garage and all these kind of sounds that weren't necessarily common in New York hip hop, but that he pulled off really well.
And he made a name for himself in high school.
Yeah. He's really, really young. He and his friends came together and formed this group called Letter Racer. A bunch of kids that like rap, make music, play jazz, design clothes, skate, just cause all types of mischief in and around the city. And he just released a solo album called Lil Me. So on a pretty frigid day, we headed down to Market Street, right under the Manhattan Bridge. You can see the East River.
Yeah, we're in Chinatown. This is the crib, the Letter Racer headquarters, kind of, you know what I mean? But we live here, too. That's the kitchen. It's pretty regular in there. There's some bugs and stuff.
So Wiki is a pretty tiny kid, big mat of hair. He has two missing front teeth, but he wears it well.
This is my room right here.
You guys record out of this bedroom?
Yeah, we record right here. Sammy helps me out with recording. He lives with us, too.
His apartment was a bit of a flop house for him and his friends. A bunch of art on the walls and junk all over the ground, flip-flops everywhere. How long you been here, Wick?
I've been here about a year.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Talks a lot about, you know, this sort of transitional moment that he's in, growing up, being from the city and sort of seeing the country, touring as an artist, and made this really great song about moving out of his mom's apartment. Tell you about living with my mom. Just smoking blunts out of the window when she gone. Let me tell you about living while we're gone. I'm ripping it and they spitting it right along. Let me tell you about living with my mom. Just smoking blunts out of the window. I really, really loved the record and the video, Living With My Mom. Like, I was a fan of yours for some time, but that video just felt so different for you to do, so fun, so funny. The song is just, like, a dope song, and it's something that I think a lot of people your age can relate to,
I mean, it's just, like, regular growing up, but it was kind of cool because it was, like, I was traveling a lot. Like, we would be in Europe and be, in like, around the country. I'm on the road, I'm driving, I'm flying, I don't even know. It's wherever the label tell me to go. Whenever I'm able to get better, show. Yeah, I know it, live it, spitting, getting money that I blow. Everything's popping off, you're like in the hotel, you're like getting put up somewhere, but then when you go back home, it's just like regular old, like still like trying to sneak around and smoke, like when your mom's like not there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She's like folding clothes for you to send you off into the tour van. You know, you don't necessarily have that these days.
Now I'm like free to like chill, but I gotta like grow up and learn to clean my room.
There's trade off, right? So how far away is your mom's apartment now? Like, do you guys live?
Oh yeah, she lives uptown on the Upper West Side, like 86. So she's not far. I should probably visit her more, but she's still not there.
Actually,
she came out to when we played in Philly. She came out.
Oh nice.
So it was cool. She saw it. We're lucky, people from New York, kids from New York, because I know kids that be out here and they're like, yo, I lost my job, like, I have to go back to Michigan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
But, like, for us, we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then, like, you just kind of could go back and sleep on your mom's couch if you really, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I got to go back to the Upper West Side.
Right,
come on,
right,
like,
right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and she's still, like, you can come home anytime. This music stuff, something doesn't work out, you can come home.
I don't know. She is a little hard on me, but, she would definitely hold me down for sure.
Wiki, you're how old?
22.
And you grew up on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
You went to school up there. Like, where did you go to school?
110th.
Okay,
Cathedral School. And then I went to Brooklyn Friends for high school.
Okay, nice, nice. I know a lot of kids that went to private schools in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, one of the strangest, like, demographics of New Yorkers,
yeah,
I would
definitely.
Say.
Yeah, and it's, like, Slicky Boy be chilling with Madonna's daughter. Like, you never know, you know what I mean? Like, that's the New York shit. Like, that's tight.
There's kind of like an equalizing that like happens.
You're all still
like knuckleheads.
For sure.
The Arnold Palmer video you guys put out, there's like Genesis Evans and like this rapper, and like there's like all these kids from like all these different little pockets.
That kind of
get like brought together by like one thing. Called you back on 606 and we met back for the three. And we went wherever we went. All the time we spent him. Now we paying rent, but we won't forget where you from.
We're all just kind of like weirdos, I think, honestly. We're all unique. They're characters, you know what I mean? And it's like, when I was younger, I always thought you have to be like, oh, are you into rap? Are you into, like, punk? Are you into this? Like, all these things. But it's cool. But in New York, it's kind of, you can, I guess also the internet opened that up. Everyone's kind of into everything. But I realized, like, I don't have to be, like, the rapper kid or the punk kid. I can be in a punk band and be rapping and do, you know what I mean? Like, kind of just, like, be me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I was into.
So I definitely came to talk about Lil Me, the mixtape that you put out in December.
Yeah.
That was like your sort of first solo Wiki project since Rat King really took off. Rat King was about contrast between like noise stuff and rap stuff,
and
you sort of like piercing through all of that. Lil Me just sort of cleared everything up.
Yeah, well, I knew I wanted to work on a solo project, and then fully, I feel like Rat King I would write more like for like the city or something, or for everyone. This was more like personal. I think probably one of the first verses I wrote for that was like, on Lil Me, the track, where I'm like, my wife, tell me you gotta pray before my flight, do it for a sake and for a sight, you know what I mean? Do it just to make it through the night. I'm a seismic eyes, try to check, hit it with my fingers in it at its height, thinking that I'm little at the sight. I'm bigger cause I'm bright, words speak volumes, I'm riddling it right. Y'all can't even fiddle with the mic. Hat the kids, days out, need riddling the right. Kidding, I'm a get them when it's right. Gotta wait for the right time. I remember writing that when my girl was like asleep on the couch. And then like I remember talking to Sport and being like, yo, I need a beat for this. It's a great wide world, it's just little old me, it's
just little old me, baby. You get into it on the record, but what does that title mean to you?
Well, yeah, it's just like realizing like the world's bigger than the city, kinda, and like growing up a bit, and it's like, but growing up but then realizing I'm still young, you know what I mean? Like, and that's part of growing up, being able to call yourself immature, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just little me, like, take it for what it is, and like, but then kind of like having pride behind it. If it ain't God in the city, no me, in the train, in the pump, in the ab, in the street, we the muscle just in smoke blunt, so you see, sitting top of stoop, thinking, who really run the city, that's me, still getting hit with dickens, doing the shit that we need, I'll get it, man, try to do me till I'm dead, man, always was a little kid, and I will literally do anything, plenty things to get ahead of that we.
Patrick Morales, the artist known as Wiki, talking with the New Yorker's Matt Tramiel. You can stream Wiki's album by going to NewYorkerRadio.org. He's on tour this spring.